Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Welcome to this segment of Khoj Gurbani's Asa of the Day. Our recitation is from Asa Mahalla Panjwa. This is the beginning of a new sabad in this thread. And we will recite the first stanza and reflect on it. The recitation.
Asa Mahalla Panjwa. ਉੱਠ ਵੰਜ ਵਟੌੜਿਆ ਤੈਂ ਕਿਆ ਚਿਰ ਲਾਇਆ ਮਹੁਲਤ ਪੁੰਨਣੀਆਂ ਕਿਤ ਕੂੜ ਲੁਬਾਇਆ ਕੂੜੇ ਲੁਬਾਇਆ ਦੋਹ ਮਾਇਆ ਕਰੇ ਪਾਪ ਅਮਿਤਿਆ ਤਨ ਭਸਮ ਟੇਰੀ ਜੰਮੈ ਹੀਰੀ ਕਾਲ ਬੱਪੜੇ ਜਿੱਤਿਆ ਮਾਲ ਜੋਬਨ ਛੋਟ ਵੈਸੀ ਰਖਿਓ ਪਹਿਨਣ ਖਾਇਆ ਨਾਨਕ ਕਮਾਣਾ ਸੰਗ ਜੁੱਲਿਆ ਨਹਿ ਜਾਏ ਕਿਰਤ ਮਿਟਾਇਆ.
A warning to us. ਉੱਠ ਵੰਜ ਵਟੌੜਿਆ. Get up, you traveler. ਤੈਂ ਕਿਆ ਚਿਰ ਲਾਇਆ? Why are you taking so long? So long to do what? To realize the self within you. In other words, to fulfill your destiny. So why? Why the delay? Mahulat punnadiya, mahulat. This is an auspicious time. Pun, virtuous. The time is ripe, the time is opportune, the time is auspicious. Kit kooda lubaya? Why have you instead entangled yourself in transitory things which will be left behind? You will miss out on dignifying yourself. Kude lubaya doho maya? You're entangled in transitory things because of the toho. Toho means deception in the world play, in maya. Kare paap amitya. And that causes you to be in constant error. So maya plays this trick on you and you lose your attention. Your attention runs to transitory things. You forget what your destiny is. Tan pasam teri jammai heri kaal bapura jitya. Tan, the body will drop one day. It'll fall. We know that. And death is forever with us. Jammai heri, watching over us. And when the body falls, time or death will have won the game and you will have lost the game. Maal joban chod vaisi. So you will leave behind the wealth and physical strengths, youthful appearance, the food that you enjoyed so much. All of this is transitory, is fleeting. The message that the Guru is giving us is that amidst all of this, you should have been attending to the business of realizing the self. You should have been attending to the business of finding out who you really were. What that means is, what is your best contribution to humanity at large? What are you good for? Just for yourself? Or are you good for others as well? So we've often talked about how an individual cannot just be a selfish clod because it is not in isolation. In fact, it is rooted in a collective, so has a responsibility to that collective. So all of this is going to be left behind and you will have lost the game. Nanak kamana sang julia, kamana, desires are playing with you. Na jahe kirat mitya. So watch out, says Nanak the fifth. Watch out. The consequences cannot be erased. you are perpetuating your own fate by what you do and don't do. So the essential thing here is that we are here for a very limited time. The fact that we will die is not when, or it is not if, but when it'll happen. In fact, even that has an appointed time, so we are told. But be that as it may, the fact is, you're not living forever. You're here for a purpose, and the purpose is to fulfill your destiny. In other words, fulfill your potential. And for that, you need to dwell on what you're good for. So the question is, we don't know much about death, but we know it's coming. So the real question is, are you prepared? Are you prepared for that day? Because when it does come, one should be able to leave with a sense of satisfaction, of knowing that one exerted oneself in the fulfillment of one's destiny. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.